This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Federal cuts are forcing Adams State University in the San Luis Valley to end a program that supports students whose family migrate for agricultural work. The school lost its appeal to keep the College Assistant Migrant Program going, which included scholarships. David Tandberg is the president of Adams State.
They tend to be low-income, first-generation students who follow that calendar of agricultural work. It's not necessarily immigrants, and there is no race test, a white student, any race, ethnicity, you know, it's just not a consideration.
The school was able to allocate scholarship money before the funding was cut off. Meanwhile, funding to secure water rights on the Colorado River remains stuck in Washington. A $40 million grant aimed at purchasing the Shoshone Hydroelectric Plant water rights has been held up by the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd says a bipartisan effort is working to free up that money.
Shoshone is at the top of my list in terms of priorities. We have a once-in-a-generation chance to really protect and preserve Colorado's future, and that is what Shoshone represents. It's durable, it's long-term, it's good for the environment.
A number of Western Slope groups are looking to secure the rights for almost $100 million so that they can't be diverted to the Front Range. Colorado's dry winters can kill plants if gardeners don't take extra steps. Here's Sam Nilsson, head grower at Phelan Gardens in Colorado Springs.
It is so dry here, and with those temperature fluctuations, you have to get out there and water those plants at least once a month.
Nilsson spoke with Colorado Matters. She says to only water on days above 40 degrees so that roots can soak it in. And a note that Phelan Gardens is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. It's 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.